So that is, again, for youth grades 7 to 12. The Saturday trip to Belvedere Plantation will culminate in a campsite 6 from the campfire at fire pit 6. There we go. So information is on the bulletin insert. If you have questions, you can contact Chuck. If you've got questions about campout and everything, also you can contact myself or my lovely bride, Sarah, and we'll be able to talk about that one. Let's see, Sunday the 29th. So that's in a couple of weeks. Sunday the 29th is an evening worship service. We'll be going over Psalm 4 for that one, a wonderful time of singing and of worship. And prior to that, in order to incentivize people to come out, not only do you get to have a wonderful worship service for the evening, but you also get a wonderful fellowship meal before that. So at 5 o'clock, we'll be here at the church right over there for a fellowship meal, and then we'll mosey on into the sanctuary for an evening worship service. A couple more things to draw your attention to we talked about those. So on at the bottom of care groups and Bible studies, you'll note the two ladies' Bible studies. Top one is Monday night ladies' Bible study, October 16th. That's tomorrow, going over the book of Daniel. The contact for that is Rebecca. And then one right below that, Tuesday morning Bible study, they're on their third week going through Galatians. So it's not too late to join into that if you have an opportunity on Tuesday morning. And that is Nancy. Oh, there she is. For the contact on that one. Last announcement is that after we have a time of fellowship right after the service, at about 11:25, you'll hear the chimes ring. That's your signal for adults to come in here for Sunday school. Kids, grades 6 and below, will go right behind this wall where they'll be singing with Miss Hannah, and then their teachers will pick them up there and take them to their classrooms. The youth are right over there in the corner, and we'll be doing their study over there. So that's our last announcement. It's time now to turn to the first page in your bulletin and take a look at the meditation verses, which will also be coming up here in just a moment. And that's a time for us to look at these meditation verses, read them, take them in, and calm our hearts. One of the things that is really important to remember is that in a very real way, by faith, we are joining in the worship of all the saints across all time and all space. I mean, that's an amazing thing to think about. Those saints who have gone before us are right now preparing to worship with us. So all those that we have lost over the years have gone to sleep and are waiting for the return of Christ, we get to worship with them by faith right now. So prepare your hearts to join in worship in that very real sense.
And it's so good to be together to worship in the house of the Lord. I invite you to join me in the call to worship from Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with
His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. Amen. I invite you, if you're able, to please rise as we join in singing Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.
to all life thou givest, to both great and small. In all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but not changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. Oh, praise we would render, oh, help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
Isaiah 55 calls us to confess our sins. It says this: seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, because you have promised to abundantly pardon, we are free to confess our sins to you, not in part but in full, with no fear of being cast off for the wickedness of our ways or the unrighteousness of our thoughts. Moreover, not only are we free to confess our sins to you without fear, but as we reflect on your promised pardon, we become eager to confess our sins to you, that in doing so we might come to enjoy your great compassion for us. Therefore, we confess our sins to you now, free of fear and eager for your compassion. Father God, we do pray that you would hear our prayer and grant us forgiveness in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our assurance of pardon also comes from Isaiah 55. In this context of the wicked men forsaking their ways and the unrighteous men forsaking their thoughts, the Lord gives hope of forgiveness and also this wonderful word. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. And the mountains and hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Well, if you're able, I invite you to stand and join in the praise of all nature for our great God.
This is a new song for some of us in Crossroads. If you don't know it, feel free to listen as we sing through the verse and the chorus once. If you do know it, please sing along. And take advantage of the PowerPoint so you can put your bulletins down and get your hands ready because there's a little bit of clapping.
The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field.
shall not be moved. My glory rejoices, my heart is made glad, and also my flesh will live safely at ease. For you'll not abandon my soul to the grave, your godly one you will preserve from decay. My staff you will show me, full joy is with you, your right hand holds pleasures for me evermore.
Please have a seat. Hi, my name is Hannah Jinks, and I'm the music director here at Crossroads. And I'm here to tell you of a couple of ways that you can become involved in the music ministry. And then Gordon, who's the leader of our sound ministry, is going to tell you some other ways, if you don't want to be specifically involved in the music, that you can still help the music ministry here. First of all, I want you all to know that we have choir starting this Thursday. Many of you have been involved. Yeah, yay! Many of you have been involved before. And we are open to anyone who can carry a tune. You don't have to read music. It does help, but you don't have to. So if you just want to see how it goes and try it out, it's only about 7 or 8 weeks of practice, and then we will be performing on December 10th, Cookies and Carols, in the evening for our Christmas service, our Cookies and Carols Christmas service. And so come on out if you're interested, and if you have any questions, you can find me after the service or back in the nursery during Sunday school and ask me. Also, I know that many of you have been involved in singing or playing in instruments for the praise team. If you're interested in joining us and you would like to be part of the praise team, please come talk to me. We're always looking for more instrumentalists or singers or anyone who can help with that. If you don't want to be involved specifically up here doing the music or anything, Gordon's going to tell you more about how you can be involved. But I do want to give a shout out. I didn't get a chance to talk to Greg, but the people who do the PowerPoint in the back also can always use volunteers. And it's a very nice, not, you don't have to be musical or anything exciting. You just have to make sure you can click so that we can have the words up here, which really helps us to sing out. So please come talk to me if you have any questions, and I'll pass it over to you.
So I'm going to talk to you about sound team. Occasionally we adjust mics, so. There we go. So sound team is an extremely important ministry. Without sound team, you basically don't hear the band, either here or at home. So it affects a lot of people. One of the things, the main thing that we do in sound team is each Sunday, someone out there is hidden among the audience who has an iPad like this, and is mixing the sound. And all they're doing is adjusting the relative volumes of the different people in the band. So it's not rocket science. You don't have to be technical. You don't need a degree in electronics or anything like that. Currently, the members are John Stolness, Mike Sanovosky, and then occasionally Greg Murad mixes when they can't do it. But every now and then, none of them can do it, and there's no drums because I'm doing it. So we need more sound team members. And okay, you don't need technical skills. I mentioned that, and you sit with your family. You just arrive about 10 minutes before the service, 5 or 10 minutes before, and grab the iPad so that you're able to mix. And I will train you. It'll take about 45 minutes to train, and you'll probably be mixing about once a month. So please let me know if you're at all interested, and I can give you more information, although you probably don't need more information. I pretty much said it all.
I'm about as tall as Gordon, so I don't have to touch the mic. So please turn with me to Psalm 118, and while you're doing that, it's great to hear of opportunities that each one of us can serve within the congregation. It's a way of serving as part of the body. We are all gifted in different ways, and each one of those is valuable. It's not like there's somebody, oh, well, that's not an important job, so we'll leave that for somebody who's not important. There is no job in the church that's like that. Every job, every vocation, every volunteer opportunity within the church is valuable before God, and it's a great way of being able to serve your fellow brothers and sisters in love. So this is not all of Psalm 118, because I'm sure somebody turned there and went, oh boy, this is going to be a while. So select verses out of Psalm 118, and then we'll go into our time of prayer together. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Verse 14, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let us pray. We praise you, our Father in heaven, almighty God, sovereign Lord. It is better to take refuge in you than to trust in man or princes. We praise you, Lord Jesus, our righteousness, our salvation, our cornerstone. You are the sacrifice who brought us peace with God. In you we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We praise you, Holy Spirit. You planted faith in our hearts. You put a new song in our mouths that we might give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Our Father in heaven, as we pray for the countries throughout the world, we come to the church in Namibia. And we praise you for the prevalence of the Christian church in Namibia, for a vast majority of people who profess Christianity as their religion. We pray for unity in Christ, to break down the barriers that divide them, specifically economic barriers, ethnic barriers. We pray also for the ability to serve those who are suffering from AIDS and HIV in Namibia. We pray for our supported missionary, Matthew DeLong, who works with Reformed University Fellowship International at George Mason University. We praise you for 10 years of campus ministry at GMU. And we pray for the RUF team to continue reaching students in these times of apathy and oftentimes hostility towards Christianity. We pray that you would protect the team that's serving there, protect especially those international students that come to Christ through this ministry and through their local churches. And especially as they go home to their home countries, we pray that you would protect them and help them to grow and find abilities to grow in discipleship and in knowledge and faith. We continue to pray for an end to conflicts in Ukraine and Israel. We pray for bold witness for our brothers and sisters in those countries that are affected, and especially for our partner sister church in Rostov-on-Don. We pray for Christians to be a voice for peace and for truth and justice and mercy in the face of conflict. We pray for those Afghan families and other families who have fled here from conflict-ridden locations. We ask that we would continue to minister to them in love and that we would be sensitive to the workings of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would equip us to be able to minister to them, not just in physical needs, but also in spiritual needs, to be able to share the gospel and to understand the beliefs that they have so that we can combat lies and bring about truth or bring a knowledge of truth. And we ask the Holy Spirit would speak into their hearts and draw them out of darkness. We pray for our nation, for revival in our nation. Lies and twisted truth and vain ambition divide us. We pray that we would lift our eyes to heaven and that we would seek unity and truth and justice, mercy and peace. We ask, Lord, that you would restore us, heal our land and turn our faces to you. We pray for our elected leaders. We ask that you would grant them wisdom, the ability to discern right from wrong, and the courage to do what is right, even when wrong is so easy and may benefit them. We pray for humility, that they would not seek vain glory, but that they instead would seek to serve their constituents. We pray for marriages, both new and old. We pray for families, and that you would work about restoring the image of Christ and his church in both of these images of that. We pray that you would bless our ministry of word and sacrament in this church. And that we pray that through that you would bring new people, new individuals, and new families to Crossroads. That as you see fit, you would grow this church and the impact that we have in this immediate area in Woodbridge and Dale City. We pray for our transitioning individuals and families, especially young adults who are seeking to set off on their own. We ask that you would help them to find and worship in and become active members of faithful Bible-believing churches. We pray for our lost family members and relatives who are struggling with doubts and fears, and also for those who have either drifted away from the church, drifted away from faith, or have outright walked away in rebellion. We pray that you would draw them back. We pray that the Holy Spirit would be at work in their hearts even now to convict them of sin and also of their rebellion against you and bring them back to us. We pray that we as Christians would also seek them out, not only praying for them, but also ready to forgive and to accept and bring them home with welcoming arms and hugs. We continue to pray for Chaplain David, who's deployed, supporting soldiers in other locations. We ask that you would protect him and the soldiers he serves. Give him opportunities to minister to them, not just regarding the tough things that they're facing, but the real questions of eternal life and what happens after death. We pray for Aaron and the family as David is deployed. We ask that we would be good supports to them and that you would uphold them during this time. We continue to pray for health concerns within our congregation. On the good, wonderful side, we continue to pray for Jenny and Emily as they continue to hold on to those covenant children that they are growing in their wombs. We ask that you would bless both mothers and children with great development, and we look forward to meeting these covenant children. We pray for those who are enduring chronic pain and long-term issues, specifically Lisa, Barbara, Frank, Mary Joy, Tina, Janice, Fiona, and Rebecca. We pray that you would uphold them and comfort them in their pain, and that you would also give endurance and strength and grace to those that support them and care for them on a day-to-day basis. We pray for Jim V, who's just not feeling right. And we pray that you would help the doctors figure out what's wrong and be able to treat him appropriately, that he would feel better. And we also pray for those who are enduring issues of emotional health, like loneliness or sadness, and also mental health issues such as depression and others. We ask that you would bring clarity of mind to them and ground them in the fact of the sufficiency of Christ Jesus, who is the friend of sinners. And even when friends may fail them and foes may assail them, that Jesus, their Savior, makes them whole. We pray that you would make this real to them today as they hear the word preached, and read and sung and prayed. As we come to the preaching of your word, and actually one more prayer request regarding the church, we pray for volunteers, for our sound ministry and for our choir, for those who can carry a tune, and also for those who can't, that they would be willing to volunteer in areas so that they can serve the church and their brothers and sisters in love, and support the ministry of the church to those who are here with us and also those who are watching because they can't be with us today. We pray that you would bless these ministries as they uphold the church and the work that we do within it. We pray as we come to the preaching of the word that you would bless Pastor Young. We ask that you would help him and strengthen him to preach with power and truth the message that you have entrusted to us. Holy Spirit, be at work in our hearts to receive this truth, that it would take deep root and bring forth a harvest. And we ask as we return your tithes and we give of our offerings, that you would be blessed through these and that they would go towards the work of the church, that we would be good stewards of that with which you have blessed us, and that we would give back out of the abundance that you have blessed us with. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.